At the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruz. If you have a question or want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. With that, today is a Friday. It's minus 20 below. We're going to power through this because I've got a lot of attitude in this purple dungeon with me. I got Rob Hicks. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, David?
I'm doing great. And I got Melissa Burnett. How you doing?
I'm great.
Are you going to be rock candy or are you going to be hot brown today?
Probably a little both.
Ooh. She's going.
Depends on the conversation.
She's going to go both ways on this, Rob.
Okay.
Especially if we talk sports.
Oh, man.
Probably go a little hot brown.
We're going to talk food.
That's no, hot there
brown.
We go.
Yeah, it's hot brown. So we and Rob and I have had a lot of food together the last couple weeks over the holidays and everything like that. And you cooked up for me on a Friday evening, right before the New Year's celebration, a tri-tip. So why don't you start there?
Tri-tip is just one of the, it's easy to cook. It's just a real nice little piece of meat.
Triangular, little portion of the sirloin.
You could
cook it like a steak or a roast.
It's just like, you know, you can cook it and one end of it will be a little bit more done than the other end. So you can, you know, everybody at the party gets what they want.
Do you want medium, or you want medium rare, you want medium rare rare? You can do it all in one piece because of the thickness difference.
It's just a real nice piece of meat. It's really easy to cook. And, you know, I go with the reverse sear now that we've discovered a couple years ago.
And, you mean that I showed you?
Yes.
Discovered nothing. You got shown.
But we, you know, I put it in marinated. I marinate it overnight usually with pepper, salt, garlic, and Worcestershire.
Nothing else?
No, that's it.
No beer?
No beer. Sometimes I use beer, but I didn't have any beer last weekend, so.
That's such a violation of man. I can't, you know.
That is a violation.
That's like a confession on yeah. beer. You know.
Forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned. I have no beer.
What's your penance going to be, you know? Well, buying Bud Light?
I had two bottles of whiskey.
Oh, no.
I got to fist bump that one. That was pretty good.
And today's a Friday. So, you cooked it on your Weber.
Yep.
And how do you do, you know?
The reverse sear is you go, you don't sear it. Like, I used to always just sear it first. You always, from when we were young, I was always told you sear the meat, lock it all inside, then you put it on the cold side. Well, it seems to me that it takes the smoke better if it's raw, and mm-hmm. you get that more of a smoky flavor. So now,
because when you sear it first, you're stopping right. the entrance right. of different components. Going
exactly.
In.
So yeah, you know now, and it, I mean, what that didn't take, you know, 25, 30 minutes to cook at. It's so easy to cook, and it's just delicious. And like we were talking earlier. It's funny, you know, I brought all these rolls and everything to make sandwiches, and we never even got the rolls out. We just
this is caveman style.
Caveman style, yeah. This is meat, I am man.
Yeah, and now, you know, Fairbanks, here's something that you don't hear me say very often. Rob cooks a tri-tip a lot better than I do.
Oh.
So I always just go up to his house, and he started this about 2 years ago, and he did this one, just being him. And we're supposed to have sandwiches and forget it.
Forget it.
We're not wasting
the meat.
We're not wasting our our taste palate
yeah.
on that crap bread with this incredible steak. I mean, and we're both sitting there. He's cutting it up, and I'm just eating it.
Eating it as he's cutting.
And we're supposed to bring it over to the dining room table, and it's not going there.
Never made it.
Oh my God! So,
there you go. That's
rudimentary
awesome.
As it gets.
Very caveman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very delicious.
You know, he doesn't have napkins. He has a roll of wet wipes for
yeah,
you.
Absolutely.
And that's basically what you need. Now, Hot Brown, let's talk about your holiday
ham.
Yeah.
Yeah, my ham's good. So a lot of different ways to do ham. Everybody has their different ways. I like to do mine with a can of Coke. I get my ham, put it in, I use my my double broiler, whatever you want to call it, it's a big old cast iron mm-hmm. pot.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it in that, I put in a can of Coke, half of it. So I do, put it on top, get it around, half the can, and then I take pineapple juice, to get a can of pineapples, take the pineapple juice, put that on it, and then use toothpicks, put my pineapple on, wrap
holding
it
up. Holding them on.
Yep. Yummy. I wrap it in the aluminum foil, and I put it in the oven.
So you're going to have moisture.
Yes.
Cooking it with moisture.
And then I do that for about an hour. I let that cook for about an hour, low and slow, so mm-hmm. I do like 275, and I do that for about an hour, and then I pull it out, and then I add the other can of Coke. The other half of the can of Coke.
Putting in more moisture.
Yep, putting in more moisture. And then I also put in maraschino cherry juice, and that's when I put my cherries on top, on the toothpicks that are with the pineapple. So that's when I put in my cherries. And then I remove the aluminum foil. I put my lid on it, and I put it back in the oven. And what that allows it to do is it doesn't...
Crisp up a little bit.
Yeah, it crisps it up. That moisture...
You're doing a reverse sear.
Yeah, I'm doing a reverse sear just in the oven.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what that is. And so what that does is, like you stated earlier, it allows the meat to soak up those flavors, all those juices, all the taste. Yeah. And so then... And I only do that for about another hour. So it's, I do it for about... two and a half, depending on the size. The last one I did, it only took 2 hours to cook. And I pull it out, and it's just the best ham. And it's got a glaze on it.
Yeah.
The Coke and the pineapple juice, it forms this glaze
mm-hmm.
that it just forms so nicely on the top, and it's so it's tasty.
Mm.
One of my favorites. And I love doing it, and I do it every holiday. And the family has never, ever complained. I always get asked, are you going to do the ham? Are you doing the ham? Like, yes, I will do the ham.
You're the go-to ham.
I'm the go-to ham person, yeah.
I wouldn't say that on the radio too often. But
everybody will let me freaking, everybody will be like, hey, come make my ham for me.
I've smoked a couple turkeys for people at Thanksgiving they're with their family situations. They weren't going to have time to do it, and so I just did it for them, and they'd never have smoked turkey before.
Oh, smoked turkey, so good.
Oh.
I've gotten one from Tommy G's. Big shout out to Tom over there at Tommy G's.
Oh, yeah.
Man, can he smoke a turkey?
Yeah.
So tasty. I've never smoked one myself. I'll usually get them smoked again from Tom. But I like them fried. Fried turkeys are really good. Again, not something I've ever wanted to mess with because I don't. Me and fire don't mix, I don't want to start
a
fire.
Yeah,
I have a volatile personality, so I'm not gonna play with that. I don't go there. But man, my friends of mine, they deep fry their turkeys, and it's mwah, delicious.
When you do your ham, do you get bone-in ham or
bone-in?
Okay, because
bone-in, yeah. And like I said, depending on how big it is how long it cooks. So
right.
Like this was a smaller ham; it was only like 6 pounds, and so I was able to only cook it for the 2 hours. Mm. It actually might have been like 2 hours and 20 minutes or so, give or take.
As a main entree, you start out with a 6-pound ham. How many people will that serve at a dinner?
That's just four people.
Okay,
yeah, that
people.
Was just my husband, myself, and my kids.
So you're going to cook it down. You're probably going to lose about a pound, pound and a half.
Yeah. Feeds about four people.
Plus your bone, so everyone's going to get, say, 12 ounces, almost 3/4 of a pound of ham.
Yep. When I did it on Christmas, we had a big old 18-pound ham. Now, that one cooked for 5 hours.
Yeah.
So that took a hot minute. But, man, again, just mwah, that the can of Coke and the pineapple juice, I swear by it. People say Coke, you can use it for a lot of things, and it makes a really good binder and such for different things inside the meat. It's really good. I like it.
Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We're talking about food, beverages, stuff like that. You know,
we're making you hungry.
You know, when you cook wrong, the penance you must pay.
Yes.
Right now, Bud Light for Rob. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
When friends and family gather, it's time to lift each other up with delicious food and beverage from Tommy G's Meat and Sausage. All their beef is certified Angus beef, making it truly the best of the best. They pride themselves on superior quality, service, and consistency. Whether it's their cowboy cut ribeyes, lamb shanks, or even their ground chuck, you know you're getting the very best in Alaska because there is no other place like this in Alaska. Stop by Tommy G's Meat and Sausage today, 3290 Pegger Road. It's no longer dinner with friends and family. It's an experience.
Glass Doctor of Fairbanks is known for being the home, auto, and business full-service glass shop. But what if you don't need full service? What if you're a do-it-yourself handyman or contractor incapable of changing the glass yourself? Glass Doctor is the shop for folks who just need the glass. You can save money by bringing your vinyl or wood sash with the broken glass to our plant on Wells Street, and we'll even reglaze it. And yes, you can get double and triple pane glass units built right here in Fairbanks, designed for Fairbanks weather by Glass Doctor. So whether we install it or you do it yourself, call Glass Doctor for all your glass needs.
Weather brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoors. Your next adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle. It's Frontier Outfitters.
KFAR Weather.
Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 3 below. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 22 below. High of 13 below tomorrow. Much warmer Sunday and Monday, with highs from the single digits above zero to the low teens. Slight chance for snow Monday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Got Hot Brown, Robalicious.
Robalicious, I like it. He's Robalicious.
I'm on a roll.
I'm dying. Robalicious.
We're gonna take a phone call.
Please.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Yeah, good morning, everybody. My name is Kaya. You know me.
Kaya, how you doing?
Good. I've got a couple of suggestions.
Go ahead.
Does anyone there really like garlic?
Oh, no. We love garlic.
Yes, love garlic.
You know, actually, if I don't have garlic, you know, once a week at least, you know, I start, like, going through withdrawals. I've been that way all my life. My mom grew up, you know, putting garlic salt on our salad and cooking with garlic just about every other day.
Okay, well, I have a garlic suggestion that will satisfy your taste buds.
Perfect. Go for it, Kaya, please.
I learned this from a woman from the Czech Republic. So what you do is you take garlic, couple of bunches of them, and squish them with a garlic press, get all the good inner stuff out, peel off anything that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you shred white cheddar cheese, and then you add mayo to the cheddar cheese, and you put the garlic in and you stir it up. So you can make it to taste. It's very garlicky. We brought this over to a Thanksgiving party many years ago, and everybody brought some sort of a dish. We put this down on a table. It was the first thing that was gone before they touched anything else.
I'm going to try that. That's a good dip, good spread. Yeah.
Put it on like a Triscuit, like a club cracker.
Exactly.
Yep. And it's addicting. You keep going back for more.
You know, I'm always looking for my next food addiction.
I'm sitting here going, man, that sounds good with cream cheese. I would substitute. I'm not a mayo fan, but I would substitute.
Yeah, you probably could. You probably could.
That sounds tasty.
It does sound tasty.
It's amazing. And another thing, have you ever eaten at Eat a Vibe in town?
No, I've not.
I just heard about that for the first time last week. I got to get down there, yeah.
Where's that at?
Fifth.
7th Avenue.
It's 7th, I'm sorry.
Between Noble and... somewhere, you know, Cushman.
Yeah, Lacey, yeah, right in there.
It's a little blue building. It's no frills. I'll tell you, I'm a food connoisseur, and I've had everything on the menu, and I could go in there blindfolded and just point to something, and it would be amazing. Jerk chicken.
I heard they're Jamaican, yeah.
Oxtail, the curry, the Jamaican curry that he makes is just out of this world. So give it a try, and I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Kaya. Thank you very much for the phone call. Thank you for the additional food, and appreciate you. Thank you. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. I had their food out at the fair. Yeah.
They make good empanadas.
Yeah, well, they do.
They make really good empanadas.
Don't ask me how we know that fair.
It's my first stop at the fair. I need the empanadas.
You know, it was interesting over Christmas, Glitter. He starts texting me the day before Christmas, and he's got two prime ribs he's cooking for instructions. I'm thinking to myself, you know, Leonard, you're 60 years old, and this is a violation of man law. You should know. You should know how to do a prime rib by now.
Right, yeah. Right.
But he's got two. He's got one, a 5-pounder, and he's got one, a 9-pounder. And there's just no way I can figure out to do these things together.
Right.
So he's got his sister's house. She's in Hawaii. So his son is staying there. So I gave him one recipe for the 5-pounder. And I said, okay, this is the most basic, good one in the world.
Right.
That you don't have to, if with your son doing it, you're not doing anything.
Right.
What you do is you take two cubes of butter. Get a bunch of whatever type of spice rub you want. I use herbs.
Mm-hmm.
I use herbs de Provence. You know, get it all intertwined together. Mix in three, four tablespoons of your herbs de Provence in with your butter. Slather it.
Yep.
Over. Start your oven for 45 minutes. Have it at 500 degrees. Hmm. Put it in there. It's your 5-pounder. Keep it at 500 degrees for 30 minutes. Shut off the oven. Don't open that door for anything in the world. At the end of 2 hours, you're good to go. You're gonna have about 128 to 132 degrees a prime rib.
I just showed him a picture of my prime rib, and that's exactly what it is. It's slathered in butter and herbs.
Yeah. So then the 9-pounder, I said, okay, now what you're going to do with the 9-pounder, depending on, you could do that slather, but we're going to do this a different way.
Right.
You're going to put it in a temperature probe.
Mm.
And you're going to start it at 500 degrees for 40 minutes.
Yep.
Then drop it down to 190, 200 degrees, and walk it across the finish line. This is about a 2.5-hour cook. So one's a 2.5-hour, this is a 2.5-hour, but you have the temperature still on this one. And if you know, you can do herbs of Provence, tarragon, you can really, whatever you want to do with the outside crust,
yeah,
you can do. And so anyway, he nailed them both and sent me photos, and everyone was happy. They had a great
dinner.
But you know, I was for about an hour or two, I didn't, you know, I was trying to respond back. I said, okay, let me think about this. I couldn't think of a way to do the 9-pounder and the 5-pounder all at the same time in the same oven and bring them out together with it.
Right.
So it just tried, racked my head, and but he nailed them both.
That's awesome.
Was great, and he was great. So what the heck? and I'm going to myself, Glenn, you're 60.
You should know how to make a prime rib.
Yeah. He's got me. He doesn't have to. He's got me.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. He's got me.
Yeah,
that's
he's
right.
He's got you.
He's up for management. What a jerk.
Yeah.
So I'm more worried about his prime rib on Christmas. God, what a jerk.
Yeah, that's funny.
You know, I didn't say anything during Christmas. Didn't say anything. And then Tuesday or Wednesday, I didn't say, you know, saw him on Tuesday. Didn't say anything. And Wednesday goes, oh, I'm sorry, these, and it shows me photos of it, you know. He texted me photos of it. Oh, okay, and it was great looking.
Yeah.
And so, but I said, you're walking, and on Christmas Day, he's texting me. You know, lots of texting. I said, you're walking across the finish line.
Yeah.
Use the temperature, you know. Put it in there, you know, have the reader outside, you know.
Yep.
It's wire connected.
Yep.
This is what you do. And anyway.
Yeah. That's what you do. Glad I can't believe you never made a prime rib.
Well.
Disappointing.
I don't, he probably has, but I don't think it probably turned out that well.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. He probably scorched it.
And then the day on Sunday, the day of, you know, New Year's Eve, Rob smoked a turkey for us.
Ooh. And it really came out good this time. Let me tell you. Because I blinded it. And this is the first time I've ever blined a turkey. I've always blined chicken.
Right.
Stuff like that. But I just, for some reason, never blined a turkey. And I was talking to my buddy Doug Smith. And he's like, yeah, I did it last week. Did this, did that. And so I was like, what the heck? Let's go. We'll try it out. And boy, was it good.
Ooh.
I mean, it was.
Got those flavors in there good.
I'd let it brine for almost 48 hours.
Oh, wow.
Lemon, lime, salt, pepper, fresh, not tarragon, fresh rosemary and fresh
thyme. Yeah.
And that's it. And I just and I put it out in my garage because my garage is my utility refrigerator in the winter.
It's not heated.
Yeah.
And
my back porch is that.
He keeps Bud Light out there now.
No. Bud Light.
Poor Robert.
I'll never hear the end of it.
No, you're cooking steak in December out on your grill, and you
don't have beer.
Oh, no, I did.
Robalicious.
Oh, hold on, man.
Let me straighten everybody out here.
Let me alter my confession.
I didn't have any beer while I was making my marinade the day before. By the time everybody got over for the party,
you had beer.
I had plenty of beer.
Yeah, I brought some up.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to use
And it was King Street Pilsner.
I didn't want to use my good bourbon in the brine.
That I gave you for Christmas?
I got that 1792 also.
Doug? Yeah.
Yum. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Yeah. But go back to your bird.
The bird is really good because I got up early because it was cold. And I went, you know, outside temperature, we're cooking with charcoal. You got to, you know, factor that in. So I smoked it over, you know, I put a pan underneath it, and I put charcoal on either side of it. And I smoked it like that at about 220 for 4 hours. And I hit a probe, and I got it to about 150. Jerked up the temperature, and I went way too high. I'm glad I looked at it. But I did that for about 45 minutes, an hour, and I got it up to right about 165, 170. And then I just tended it and let it go, you know, I took it off the grill and tended and just let it creep up to 175.
Yeah.
And it was, first of all, it was beautiful.
So we had turkey sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For dinner, and another friend of ours.
Did you make it to the bread this time?
Yeah, we did. That's because it was sourdough, man.
Can't turn down sourdough.
And another friend of ours, Doug, he brought up this smoked bacon.
Oh.
That was crisp smoked bacon. That was perfect with turkey sandwiches. So I made a turkey sandwich with provolone cheese, turkey breast, smoked bacon, lettuce, tomato. I had to bring up the tomatoes.
I didn't pick.
Mustard and mayonnaise, and, you know, big piece of, like, San Francisco sourdough.
Heck yeah.
And one sandwich was quite filling. Quite filling.
We put a hurting on that turkey.
So, yeah. So he's, you know, I'm watching football, of course, while I'm eating this. And he makes some snide butt comment to me about how the dogs are at the dinner table. He's eating at the dinner table. I'm on his couch, you know. So I walk over there, and I start taking turkey slices and feeding the dogs. I went caveman with that, you know. For that. You're gonna call me out about my dog and your dog begging from you?
Yeah.
I'll feed them,
yeah. Dang it.
I'll give you some attitude here. I had a couple pieces myself. I had to make sure it was okay for the dogs.
Yeah, right. That's funny.
You know, and the turkey worked out real good because I pretty much kept all the dark meat to the side.
Yeah.
And I made a pot pie with the dark meat.
Ooh.
Now, I capture my liquids in that pan that's underneath the turkey. So, and I run it through a whole bunch of signs, you know, you know, grit and everything in there. And then I boiled the bones down in that water.
Ooh.
And I made a gravy out of that. Man, I tell you what, that
took it over John and Veronica's house, and we had pot pie. Oh, boy, that was so good. Good. Mm.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a food break. Have some beer.
That Rob didn't bring.
Yeah. And we're going to leave you some Billie Jean, Michael Jackson bumper
Glenner.
Music.
Glenner.
Okay, yeah. And some Fox News, state news, commercials, and weather, and we'll be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Friday, January the 5th. That means it'll be 3 years since the January 6th Capitol riot tomorrow. Attorney General Merrick Garland says his department is still working to prosecute those involved.
January 6th was also dangerous, painful, and personal.
Hundreds of people have pleaded guilty to crimes in connection to the attack. Over 100 have been convicted at trial. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley hosting a town hall in Des Moines, Iowa, talking about her stance on transgender athletes competing on school sports teams.
For all you girl dads out there and all you strong moms, we have to raise strong girls. Strong girls become strong women. Strong women become strong leaders. And none of that happens if we have biological boys playing in girls' sports.
Some advocates say that attacking the LGBT community is trying to marginalize them. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that several state capitals across the country were thrown into a frenzy Wednesday as they received bomb threats via email. Jessica Geary, executive director of the Legislative Affairs Agency in Juneau, told Alaska Public Media that threatening messages were sent to email inboxes for legislative information offices in Anchorage, Cordova, and Bethel. Security officers searched the Capitol building and determined there was no credible threat, Geary said. It's unclear how many people were working in the building at the time, but the Alaska legislature does not reconvene for its next session until later this month. Craig Campbell, Juneau Police Department Deputy Chief, told Alaska Public Media that his department is working with the FBI to investigate. State Capitol buildings in Michigan, Georgia, Connecticut, Kentucky, Montana, and Mississippi also received bomb threats on Wednesday, NPR reported, but no actual explosives were found. And finally, today is First Friday here in Fairbanks, so make sure to get out and enjoy all the First Friday events all over Fairbanks. And have a great weekend.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com. Did you miss your favorite local show on KFAR Radio? Just log on to our website, KFARradio.com, and click the Archives tab to find all past episodes of shows like Problem Corner, Health Talk, Fairbanks Foodies, Alaska Realty Today, Shooter's Corner, and the Compos Outdoor Show. Hours of entertaining, informative, local programs produced exclusively for KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Online at KFARradio.com. We are KFAR, the heartbeats of Alaska.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Got Rob Hicks, also known as
Robalicious.
Robalicious in the studio with me here. He would rather have no beer than Bud Light. But guess what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to go to a high school basketball game.
Ooh, which one?
Lathrop at Monroe.
Is it at Monroe?
Yeah. I think it's at 7:15.
Okay.
And,
Is that that tournament they're having right now?
I think that tournament's over.
Okay.
But, I just saw it, Coach Wilkin, shout out, they beat the Juneau Crimson Bears yesterday, and they're going against Monroe tonight. So, I graduated from Monroe, and both schools are in the city limits, and, I just thought to myself, when was the last time I was at a high school basketball game? And this would be one to watch. So I'm going to go see it tonight. Can't wait.
Fun. Yeah. Sounds fun.
When was the last time you were at a live sporting event?
Gold Panthers.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Whose seat were you in?
Yours. Front row Joe.
Who uses it more, me or you?
I do.
That's what friends are for. That's right. But what the heck. And now, we went over and we were watching sports on Sunday of last week.
Right.
And it was Monday. I'm sorry.
New Year's Day.
Yeah, we've had a lot of food. We had a Friday night, a Sunday night, and then on Monday we're watching the football games where your two least favorite coaches, you call the Cheaters Bowl, you know, the coach for Alabama and the coach for Michigan. No. I love the game. It was a great game. I was rooting for Michigan. This, you know, wanted to see, you know, I wanted to see Michigan finally get past an SEC. We're enjoying ourselves at Tony's Sports Bar. Great, great location.
Great place.
JD and Jory run a great program there, but they also have Mom's Kitchen in there. And you ordered first. You ordered the?
I got the Cajun wings. They say Cajun spicy. They're not real spicy. They got a little kick to them, but
they're really flavorful. Really good. They're just really flavorful. I don't do heat.
Nah.
And this was flavorful. And those were good.
They were good.
Then me, I look at the menu and I go a little bit of heat. I go the chili sriracha. And wow.
Yeah, that's the first time we tried them. They were good.
Those were plump, juicy, yeah. Just fantastic. And also, you know, plump, the coconut shrimp. You know.
They were delicious.
Those, you know, Fairbanks, it's a great location for food.
It is.
It's a great location for beverages. You know, if you're going to consume responsibly. By the time we're leaving, I had 6 drink chips. I did not use drink 6. I gave a couple away. I got 3 or 4 still at my house. Some people came in, gave them drink chips. A lot of camaraderie in there. Great games. Great games. You know, each game, the last play of the game, it was still in question.
Yeah.
On each game. And that's, so this Monday night, national championship, here we go again.
Here we go. I was glad to see you win that second game.
Yeah.
That was definitely because I just really had no dog in this fight this year.
Yeah. But, you know, over at Mom's Kitchen there, you like other, it's a great menu.
Yeah. They it's kind of Oriental-ish.
Oriental-ish,
you know.
Ish, yeah.
But they, and but you know, you can get spaghetti and meatballs. You can get a turkey club, and but they got this drunken noodle over there that is so darn good. I mean, it's hard to. Some kind of guy I like to try everything,
mm-hmm.
But it's hard when you run into something like that because then you want it again and again.
Yeah, I know. You know what it is. You're craving it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Boy, that's good. Good stuff. But yeah, that's a really neat setup over there. I like how they, you know, that's off to the side and there's a window, and you go up to the window and you order
separate
your food.
Separate pay,
right?
Then they'll bring it out to you.
And they'll bring it out to you.
All the napkins you've ever thought you needed.
And of course, you know, they got takeout. Man, how many people came in and out there for
75,
takeout?
75, 80?
At least.
I mean,
it was constantly in and out.
And you know, and with us ordering there, we were serviced real fast.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they give a great food service. They really do.
Yeah, I think if I was going to get takeout from there, I would call it. I would call it in because you know the type.
And you saw the you know the food deliverers going in there.
Oh
also.
Yeah, it's DoorDash or whatever they call
everything.
It.
Yeah. So wonderful. Now, be that as it may. Let's talk pizza.
Pizza.
Where's your favorite pizza locations?
Gerardo's, I guess. It used to be the Red Fox, but I'm not really sure they even make pizza there anymore.
We gotta find out.
Because that was
last time we went there for pizza and wings, and it was like a Wednesday night, and they gave us this limited menu of basically pork butt sandwiches.
Yeah.
And we left because we went there for pizza and wings. So we went to Bobby's and we got pizza and wings. I love my two favorite pizza places. My two favorite are Bobby's and Giraldo's, or Giraldo's and Bobby's. They're both so good.
Yeah, I like what's that? The one with what's that pizza? What's his name? The old crooner from back in the day.
Oh, the Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra, yeah.
Yes, Frank Sinatra.
Love it.
That's at Giraldo's. Get the Frank Sinatra. and it's so neat, you know. At Giraldo's, they have the Italian names on them. And then you go to Bobby's, and they have the Mediterranean. They have all the, you know, they have names for their pizzas. And, boy, you know, you want the 12, 13-ounce one, or you want the Mondo one? You know, the small one that's good for three people. The Mondo one's good for six.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about the couple places, the College Pizza, which is dynamite.
Yeah, but, I love College Pizza. That's the OG.
Yep.
And what I like about the College Pizza is they have more than this pizza there.
Yeah.
They got the calzones. They got the sandwiches. They have pizza by the slice. They have beer. They have appetizers. They locally owned, operated, and still knock it out. They still knock it out.
Yep. Absolutely. Right on the spot.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So, wings. Where do you like to go for wings? Besides Mom's Kitchen now.
That's what we've been hitting. The Thai chili wings at Red Fox are great.
Yes, I
really like them. And what's that place? You like Fender's a lot.
Yeah, I love Fender's has the best wings.
They got very
good. I also love the Dragon Wings out of Pike's Landing.
Yeah, I haven't had them in a while.
I really like those.
They're just
Jeffrey B., you creator and inventors, thank you. Ready for a phone call?
Okay, let's do it.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
I was just wondering, you mentioned about Geraldo's Pizza and Bobby's Pizza, and I was just wondering, how do they compare against the standard against which all other pizzas are judged?
What's the standard that all other pizzas are judged?
I speak of East Ramp Pizza.
Oh.
Oh, you know what? I love that place. That is another pizza place. I forgot all about it.
You know, Randy, first of all, you're going to start a big on-air fight here. but that's what we're here for. Everyone has their favorite pizza place. And most places like East Ramp Pizza, the Robot Pizza, they're known for their pizza. What I like about Bobby's and Geraldo's, they are known for their Mediterranean-style food. And they also serve a fantastic pizza. Now, Fairbanks is very fortunate. The pizza you can get in Fairbanks is wonderful.
It is.
You know, the what is that, you know, Fires?
House of Fire?
House of Fire. Yeah. Great pizza. There's a pizza for every style that you want or you desire. And, you know, the House of Fire and the East Ramp Pizza is a more thinner crust.
Yeah.
The Bobby's and the and Geraldo's, thicker crust. And I like the thicker crust style. So that's where I start.
When I go for a pizza that's a little different than regular, what people think is a regular pizza, you know, red sauce, cheese, you know, pepperoni and all that, I like to go to East Ramp because you can get white sauces, you can get chicken, you can get artichokes, you name it, man.
There's whatever you want to dial in.
Yeah, and I, you know, when I start thinking I want to, you know, something a little different in pizza, that's where I go, man, because I, you know.
We're going to get another phone call here. Good morning, you're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, it's Jim from North Baja.
Hello.
Enjoying the program. The reason why I'm calling is someone mentioned a restaurant on, I think, 7th Street or something, that it sounded really good, but I missed the name of that restaurant.
It's Etta Vibe. E-T-A Vibe. V-Y-B-E. It's a Jamaican takeout only. And the...
Excellent.
Yeah.
It sounded really good.
We recommend it.
Yes.
We recommend it.
Okay, and I will also throw my hat in the ring for East Ramp Pizza because, hey, you get to see the airplane.
And I love that.
I'm going to tell you a story of why East Ramp Pizza is there, and it's because of me, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My oldest brother bought that property from Tommy Kushida. This is about 1995, 96, 97, a long time ago. And so he lives in Anchorage, and I'm taking, you know, the year and a half to redo this building. And at that time, about 1998, they started doing new leases out at the East Ramp. And they're having all these, you know, pilots who don't do real estate per se and just not trusting leases. So I'm the first one who goes in there with leases. I'm a real estate broker. So I said, okay. If I'm going to be the first one, break the mold and do the leasing, I'm looking at the lease, it's all fine. I want to put something in here. And they go, what's that? I go, I want to be able to have a liquor license in this building. And they agreed to it. And, you know, where East Ram Pizza is now, I put in the DOT for the when they did the reconstruction of the airport project. They're in there for 3 years. But in that building is a liquor license or a beer and wine license is legal. I put it in the lease, and that's why they are operating it, and I'm so glad they make a great pizza.
Yeah, and, you know, I have an airplane on the East Ramp there, so a lot of times when I go flying for the day, it's a natural place to stop. So I appreciate it.
Isn't it hard to fly with a piece of pizza in your hand?
Well, he's getting a small one. You have a great day. Thank you for the phone call. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break after that wise comment.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
You know that the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center prides itself in having the best qualified professional and licensed audiologists in the state. They're proud to announce the addition of Dr. Alexandria Jackson to their team. Dr. Jackson hails from Texas and is passionate about helping patients with hearing and balance dysfunction challenges, and she specializes in diagnosis of both adult and pediatric patients. She joins the experts and medical professionals at the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center, where they can help you with your hearing loss. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 3 below. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 22 below. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, highs level off around 13 below. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Now, we're really going to get you going now. We've been, you know, jazzing you up for food all morning here. But, Rob, where did we go last night?
We went to Frozen Smoke at Lat 65.
Frozen Smoke Barbecue.
Mm.
What did you have?
I got the jalapeno burger, and it was yummy.
What did I get?
You got a peanut butter burger.
And it was yummy. these were big burgers. I mean,
they were huge, man.
And now, Fairbanks, this is, you know, lots of sub-stories in this. You know, I have my Dallas Cowboys jacket on. Rob has his Philadelphia Eagles jacket on. Excuse me. And we have all these people asking us, how do you guys get along and eat together? Well, that's why we have food and beer. But both of those were fantastic burgers. And we each had a Pilsner.
I got a Pilsner. I like the Pilsners.
Yeah, you went the, what, 16 ounce? I went the 9 ounce, yeah.
They got that Red Raven that I like in there, too.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a like a Irish beer almost kind of something.
Yeah, so what Ted and his wife and family do, the owners of Frozen Smoke Barbecue, is their burgers, they're smash burgers. They grind brisket with the fat and everything in there. They grind it, and that's what they make on your burger patty. They make 2 3-ounce patties. So the patty's quick fast, so you get your meal real fast. And then they throw on there, you know, on my peanut butter burger, I had 2 thick slices of smoked homemade bacon, cheddar cheese, the red onion, the tomato, the lettuce, and I put on the mustard and the mayo, and it was on a really soft, just a type of bread, like the soft burger bun. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going to rise, and it has the peanut butter on the top bun, and I'm going, this is going to be messy.
And it was.
It was great. You know, it was good to the last bite.
Yeah, make sure you grab a whole bunch of napkins before you sit down.
They give you as many as you can. And so what's the next thing you're going to have there?
I want to get the mac and cheese with the pulled pork on it.
Yeah.
It's mac and cheese. They put pulled pork on top of it. Then they throw some barbecue on top of that, barbecue sauce on top of that. And I was going back and forth yesterday, and I finally couldn't decide, so I went with jalapenos.
Yeah, so we're sitting there, and out comes Ted, the owner, and he, you know, met him a few times. Great guy, telling us how he does everything. And he's just looking at us together because he's a Green Bay fan. So this is peace on earth. We're breaking bread over good food and great beer. You know, the Lat 65 and frozen smoked barbecue, it's a great marriage.
It really is. And because, like I said, we were talking to Ted, and he was telling us about how he goes into the brewery, and them guys are showing him around, showing him this, showing him that, and he's really interested in that, and those guys are really interested.
He's going to be making some beer cheese.
Yeah.
He's going to do that and get that going and start matching food with their beers and vice versa. You know, things like that. It's you know, he's in there right now. He's in there, not right now, but it's a separate, you know, it's not his food truck. This is all in the kitchen there. This is not in the food truck. So it works out very well. And he's doing work to get his vent hood better. And then when he gets his vent hood better, he's going to redo the menu. He's going to add the chicken wings, because I've had his incredible chicken wings, and his homemade french fries.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, man. And then talking with him, he sort of chided me because over at the Midnight Sun Festival, I wouldn't eat at his food truck because he had a line an hour long. And he's telling us, he goes, yeah, you know, people ask me how long it's going to take. He goes, how long were you in line? Hour and a half. He goes, that's about how long it's going to take. And, you know, and the amount of revenue that they did, just incredible. So, Fairbanks, it's a great marriage. It's over there at Lat 65 off Eagle Avenue, 150 Eagle Avenue. And Frozen Smoke is open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. They're closed Tuesday and Wednesday, and they're open from 2 to about 8, 9 o'clock.
And a big shout-out to Lat 65. I really enjoyed that last night.
That was fun.
It was packed. Thursday night. Packed. Everybody's, you know.
Every table's taken.
It's like everybody was a friend in there.
Yeah.
You know, it was really neat, man.
They put up with my Dallas Cowboy jacket. So
and my Eagles hat.
Yeah. What the heck?
Yeah. Very good. Just had a great time in. I've already tried a couple of their beers, the Pilsners and that Red Raven.
When they first opened up, they made this incredible Scottish Ale. And they also have a wonderful porter. And they also have different, you know, they have a great homemade cider, a great homemade root beer. So they have things for your kids. You know, you see kids in there, it's fine. They have stuff. They have beverages for kids. They have IPAs. They have, you know, beers with different ciders or you know, oranges, you know, things like that, citruses in there.
That's some seltzers.
Some seltzers. A great, all homemade, a great combination. It really is.
I noticed up on the board it said Moose's Tooth Root Beer. Now, I don't know if they use the recipe or if they actually go down and get Moose's Tooth Root Beer, because if you've ever been to Moose's Tooth down in Anchorage, they make dynamite root beer. Now, I didn't have any root beer last night. I wanted a beer.
You had the adult beverage.
Just one. I had to drive home.
I had a 9-ounce beer. I had this burger bomb, and I was done. I mean, I was done with food. You know, you could eat that burger. That's a two meal burger.
Easily. It was delicious. That was like I said, I was kind of surprised because we were, what was it, Monday night we went in there?
Tuesday
night.
And the food was closed.
And we didn't know the food was closed.
And Fairbanks, Rob did not beat the crap out of me because I brought him down there on a Tuesday night to a closed food venue. He sort of laughed, and we went to another location that was not what we wanted, but we had to go to someplace else and talked him into it. He didn't, you know, he berated me about that, but not that Frozen Smoke Barbecue was closed. Mm.
That made it all worthwhile.
Yeah. We came back on a Thursday night, and it was great.
Yeah, I'll definitely be back in there.
Yeah.
Two of my favorite things, barbecue and beer. I mean, come on. How can you go wrong,
all my favorite B words. My goodness. What do you got planned for the weekend?
I think I'm just going to just watch some football. You know, this is the last week for the NFL.
Yeah.
And there's some good college hoops on. And got to go get in the wood pile, throw some wood around here, there, and everywhere. You know me, I'm always moving wood around.
You in the wood pile.
And me in the wood pile.
What are you doing with the bin dog?
Nah, that Vinny here. He's something else.
Oh, yeah, the laziest dog in Fairbanks.
He is.
What time did you have to get him up this morning?
Actually, he got up when I got up at 6:30. He must have had to go.
Did he go back to bed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I left there at what? quarter eight or something like whatever. He was sound asleep. I didn't even wake up. Just
now, this morning, you know, I'm up at 5:30, normally between 5:30 and 6, and you know, I've got some chores I'm doing. It's a weekend. I'm steam cleaning my upstairs carpets. You know, so before you do that, you got to vacuum them. You know, put the stuff. You know, get everything up off the floor. Does your dog attack your vacuum?
A dog hates that vacuum.
Yeah.
He can't stand that vacuum.
It's like a Martian. He's going after the Martian.
I don't know what it is. It's the craziest thing.
So mine's not infected with that anti-vacuum.
I don't know. Is it the high-pitched whining of it or something? I don't know what the problem with that
probably
is.
Probably noise that they're not used to hearing.
But he tries to bite that thing. Yeah. Man, oh, man.
So, you know, me, I take it and I sort of like go after Berlin with it. Oh, my God.
I do the same thing.
You horrible person, you.
I'm chasing you around the house. Get out of here.
I know. You're a horrible individual there, Rob. Oh, my goodness. But what the heck?
What do you got going on for the weekend?
Well, I'm going to go to tonight's game.
Yep, you were saying that. Yep.
Yeah, and I got a little bit of real estate work to do. Actually, a slow weekend. I sort of, you know, yesterday working out on the treadmill, I soft pulled my left hamstring, so I got to, you know, be careful with that. You know, it's you know, it's what I call my body war stories. So, but I'll go do a little bit of workout and get through this ailment that I have, you know, and do that. I bought a couple. About 4 years ago, I cooked a meal, and a total mad scientist. I got turkey breast, and I cooked it in yogurt at about 400 degrees for about an hour and a half, and it was so incredibly moist. I think I'm going to do that on Sunday.
Mm.
You going to come up?
Sure.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah, and then it was so moist and so tasteful, and cooked through, and it wasn't crisp on the outside. You know, it wasn't dry, and so I was thinking about that yesterday and this morning. I think, you know, I'm going to go and get that. Then you can get turkey breast down there at Fred Meyer's. Mm-hmm. And get the thing of yogurt plain. You don't get the vanilla strawberry or anything like that. But I'm going to do that, you know, put it in a small little, you know, glass baking dish or whatever. And I'm going to cook that on Saturday or Sunday.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know, now that my floors are clean, I might as well dirty them up.
Got to get them all dirty again.
Yeah, what the heck?
I don't have really any cooking plans for this weekend at all. I haven't really thought about it. I'll have to come up with something. Maybe I'll go to Fred's and see what they got.
Go to Fred's and get the corn dog.
See if something jumps into my cart.
The corn dog. what does he like to eat from you the most?
His favorite meal, he likes chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And I love going to Costco, getting the chickens, and he likes Costco chicken. And I chop it up, and I put it in with his kibbles, and I throw a little of the juice at the bottom of the chicken in there, and that's his favorite meal. He really likes that.
My first Dalmatian, Molly, this dog had a sense of smell better than any bloodhound. If I made an Italian dish, the rice and the cheese, that dog would sit out in front of the refrigerator waiting for me to open up the refrigerator for her to have her risotto.
Mm.
And, I mean, literally, that dog could smell the risotto in a container in the refrigerator. And knew that, you know, forget being around the house. She laid and slept in front of the refrigerator until the risotto was gone. So I'm going to make risotto. Nice. I'm going to make the turkey. Enjoy myself. I'll probably have a nice Pinot Grigio wine and some 49th State Brewery Pilsner or some Alaskan Pilsner to go with it. And that's what I'm going to do.
Sounds delicious. Absolutely.
Rob, that is our show. Thank you very much.
We're done already?
Jeez. And Fairbanks, you have a great weekend. Even though it's 15, 20 below, we're Fairbanksons. It's only January.
This is what we do.
We can do this.
That's right.
Y'all have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
See you, Fairbanks. Bye.